The reports, we've talked about this several times during the show, and Mark Jacobs, of course, reporting on the announcement yesterday that the University of West Florida Argos are not playing at Wahoo Stadium this year. They're going to be playing on campus at the Penn Air Field. We've talked about it quite a bit, and I thought it'd be good to get the authority on the subject. Dave Scott, he is the athletic director, the AD, as you hear the acronym sometimes said, for the University of West Florida Argos. That means he's Coach Shinnick's boss, good job. Dave, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. And can I say on behalf of the whole community, well done with Shinnick. And also, well done in general with an incredibly productive UWF Argos across the spectrum of sports. We appreciate that.
We've had a good year, and it's great to keep Coach Shinnick. He does a great job with our football program, and basketball teams are in the playoffs, and spring sports are kicking off strong, so
absolutely.
It's a good year.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this decision. Maybe give people a little bit of, why this happened, because, in the past, obviously playing downtown has been a big advantage, and it's been a little bit of conflict with Wahoos and their schedule, but there's been some changes this year that sort of necessitated a change, right?
Sure. We, we've had a great experience at Wahoo Stadium for 5 years. The city of Pensacola and the Blue Wahoos organization has been very supportive of, the multi-use part of the stadium and being able to work with us. We're excited about the opportunity to bring home games to UWF's campus at Penn Air Field, and our students are excited about that opportunity. Talking to the president of SGA the other day, they just think there's many things they can do around the games to create traditions and create excitement for our students coming out of COVID and create that social opportunities on campus that we haven't had in a while.
And the,
so with that,
okay,
I mean,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, there were some challenges. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're gonna say the challenges. That's fine. I jumped in. My mistake.
No. There's just some complications with the scheduling. We hadn't had a conflict in over the 5 years, and last year we had the opportunity to have a game on campus and had 5,000 people at the game for, the highest event on campus that we've had. And, the first part of the season with minor league baseball going into the middle of September just creates a challenge on some of the dates, plus the opportunity that you would have to flip the field from baseball to football back to baseball. The installation of the artificial turf, the additional cost to come in and finish that out and take it out and put it in every year just creates some additional challenges. The concerns about student athlete safety with that transition, just with all the things together, look like the right time to move to campus.
So I totally understand the argument about it's better for student life, especially for those who live on campus, although a lot of UWF students are commuters. And I understand the issue about scheduling, which is even more of an issue, it seems like, going forward in the future. The one part of this that has concerned me, though, is that safety issue. The conversion of to the turf, the wear and tear that goes on the turf on the, the understructure that was basically built for grass. And it makes me wonder if Major League Baseball and or the Wahoos, whatever, did they consult with you at all in this decision? It seems like that was the key, we just can't play on this field anymore factor.
Well, I mean, I think it's one, like I said, one of the challenges of doing that, it became, it's not insurmountable, but does create additional cost and logistical challenges in doing that. I think a lot of people would have started leaning to, hey, can you play so many games here and so many games downtown? Then it becomes, is it worth the value to do that for two games? And then just the logistical challenges of making each game happen. We're probably one of the few athletic departments that have to create a stadium to play every time that we play a game. So, those challenges from a standpoint, and then really for us, when we started football at UWF, it was about enhancing student life, and this, we've had great experiences downtown, but this seemed the right opportunity to bring it to campus and try to transform. We have a great academic institution, and this will bring a lot of activity back to campus on weekends in the fall.
Is it, I guess just one quick follow-up on that, is it unfair to say that the turf conversion was a deal breaker for you, or is that accurate?
Um, I, I wouldn't say deal breaker. I'd just say one of the factors involved in the whole decision.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I have a lot of other kind of like sort of logistical, how is it going to work kind of questions that I wanted to ask you about. We're talking to Dave Scott. He's the athletic director for the UWF Argos. Dave, I've been talking all morning about how I'm really bummed out about this decision. I understand it. I think it's probably the right decision. I just feel like it's a loss. So you understand I'm kind of grieving over this a little bit.
Sure.
But I did have kind of some practical questions. One is parking on campus is a huge limiting factor, and if we're going to try to get alums and the citizens to come out to watch games on campus, what's the plan for that?
Well, you know, last year there's several parking lots within, you know, 2 to 3 minutes of the field, and like I said, for that first game last year, we had a little over 5,000 fans attend the game, and parking was no issue, really. We were able to accommodate people. We had different areas blocked off. People were able to tailgate. It just was in different locations close to the field, like what happens at many college campuses whenever you have a home game.
What about construction around the field in terms of more permanent seating, amenities, and that kind of stuff? Are we going to see a greater capacity? Are you going to have to do much construction?
We will. You know, for this fall, everything will be temporary structures because just with the time and turnaround. But our hope is as we move forward each year, you know, it's sort of like renting a house versus buying a house. We're going to hope to be able to do things in small phases, do things permanent over time. We'll have to come up with a concept and a plan so that as we do it, we know we're doing things in the right place and as we can do it. So it just will take, you know, each year we'll try to do something a little bit better and to still create the venue that we have, but be able to have seats. Obviously, we're going to have to do more than what we did at the first game last year. We only had up about 1,200 and some seats, and it was sort of a combination between a rock concert and a football game.
Yeah.
But, you know, this fall we're going to create more of a seating structure around the stadium and give you that stadium feel.
It probably won't be so much the old days of the sofas being brought out by the fraternities to watch the game, I would think.
No. I'm sure we'll see sofas, but maybe not around the field.
Right. One of the other questions that comes up is, for me anyway, is I perceived the downtown venue as a big recruiting advantage that you could bring these high school students in and be like, hey, how would you like to play here on the water and watch their eyes just open up and think about it. Do you guys perceive that as a loss in this transition?
Well, I mean, I think there's pluses and negatives on both sides, being on campus, being downtown. Obviously, playing in Blue Wahoo Stadium, we used that as a recruiting advantage for the first 5 years. Now we'll turn that advantage into recruiting on campus. And, you know, we have a beautiful 1,600-acre campus with nice facilities and turn that into our positive.
Very good. And I know the money is also going to be an issue here because or maybe I'm wrong about that, not having to pay Wahoos and being able to keep all of that revenue for yourself. Do you guys have an estimate of what the net benefit in terms of finances for UWF is going to be from this change?
Yeah, we're still working on the cost-benefit ratio of playing downtown. A lot of it early on will be very similar. The thing that, you know, additional cost of the turf was probably one of the things that pushed it much higher, but we should be able to do a lot of things that we did downtown for relatively the same amount.
All right, very good. And just kind of the last little thing on this slice of it is amenities around the Wahoo Stadium were kind of a big appeal. You know, you could go to the bar or you could go to the restaurant and then you could walk over to the stadium and then after the game, you know, all of that kind of tie-in with downtown. There just isn't really that same kind of stuff on campus. Are you guys hoping there will be more almost, you know, retail or entertainment kind of stuff, maybe food trucks? I mean, what are you thinking about in that regard?
Yeah, we'll definitely bring in food trucks like we did for that single game last year. You know, a lot of the businesses on 9 Mile Road have already started reaching out because they're excited about the move back to campus. So, like I said, it's just creating different opportunities, and we'll see how things move up around campus now that that we've made the switch.
Very good. And last question is not about the campus switch particularly, but it is about something that I have been wondering for a while. And forgive me if I'm behind the news on this, but to my thinking, we still don't really have an official football fight song. When can we when do we expect to have the official UWF song?
Oh, we do.
Oh, all right.
The university fight song that that it's up in the Gooden Center and that the band plays at the end of every game. And we now play at the end of every athletic contest when it's a win. So it's one of the things that has been developed with the addition of football.
All right. Well, I am behind the news then. The last I remember was there was a kind of first try at this. It was maybe not the best effort, but there's apparently been a subsequent one, and I did not know about that, but that's why I wanted to ask. Very good. Dave Scott.
Yeah, we had a university professor.
What's that? University what?
Sorry, Andrew. We have a university professor that developed the fight song, and it's been ingrained in the university community now, and just one of those new traditions.
Well, I'll take it. As I said, I'm still bummed about the loss. I totally understand the decision. I think it's just, kind of wish we could have continued, but so be it. Dave Scott, he is the UWF Athletic Director for UWF Argos. Again, Dave, thanks so much for bringing us football, coming on the radio and answering questions, and, we love to see the university develop and grow. Thanks for the time, sir.
All right, Andrew. Have a good day.